in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio. We're on the road today. We're in Pierre, broadcasting from the studios of KGFX. And we are over here at the South Dakota Ag Department for our first of our Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour visits, brought to you by Thunder Seed, first in the field. And we're visiting with Ron Mooring, who is the South Dakota State Weed and Pest Supervisor. Good to see you again, Ron.
Good to see you, Mick.
Now, let's talk. This is Noxious Weed Awareness Month, and this is Noxious Weed Control Awareness Month. And I guess that's good because weeds are popping up maybe before the crop is up.
Weeds are definitely popping up. We've got some surprises this year with some poison hemlock that we didn't expect to see up. We've got biocontrol out on it, and we were going to check it, and it was already up, and the biocontrol is up and working. So the weeds are there. We just got to get on top of them.
What kind of biocontrol do you have for poison hemlock?
It's a defoliating moth. The larvae defoliate the poison hemlock, and then overwinters as an adult.
All right, super. And that's probably at this point the best control, or at least the least toxic control?
It's probably the least toxic. It's probably not one of the better controls for poison hemlock. Seeing as strictly a defoliator, you've got to have a lot of them to get the work done.
All right. Now, poison hemlock, how poisonous, how bad is it?
Well, it's becoming more and more prevalent in the eastern part of the state. It is very poisonous. It's what they used to kill Socrates back in the old times. You break off a stem. There's been stories of kids getting poisoned by using it the stems as pea shooters. So it's something we do want to control, at least be aware of.
All right. So it is nothing to, you know, this is the same hemlock as in old Greek literature.
That's correct.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Ron, what other noxious weeds are on the list that you'd like to focus on?
Well, right now, the big one is coming up is hoary cress. If that's an early spring weed, it's generally the first one that blooms, and it needs a spring treatment. Others on the list are Canada thistle and leafy spurge. They're our big two. And if you get them early and stop them from spreading, it's going to go a long way to getting control on them.
I suppose Canada thistle is kind of like the dandelion. They're going to flower. You know, you look at them one day, and they're spreading seed the next.
Well, it takes a little while. After the first color, you have about 10 days before they produce viable seed, and that's the ideal time to get them. But with the new chemistries now, the best time to get them is when you have time.
And what are some of the best chemistries for Canada thistle?
There's aminocyclopyrachlor and aminopyrrolids that are both working very well. On Canada thistle, they take out 80 to 90% of the thistle on the first treatment.
Okay, what are some of the trade names for those long chemistry names that we'll not remember?
It'll be Milestone and Perspective. If you use Perspective, it cannot be used in any area you're going to hay or graze. But Milestone, Open Sight, those type of chemicals are some of the better ones for Canada thistle.
Okay, super. Now, these are all South Dakota rules and regs. Some apply for North Dakota, or are those generally?
Those are generally available in both states. You'd have to check to make sure they're registered, but I think both of those two are registered in both states.
Okay. Leafy spurge, the scourge of road ditches and pastures. You know, I remember back in the 60s, I was spraying out on government land and trying to kill leafy spurge with Toradon. What's the best leafy spurge control, other than goats and beetles, what's the best leafy spurge nowadays?
Well, this time of year, it's still Toradon 2,4-D, and again, Perspective, if you're not going to hay or graze. In the fall of the year, Plateau or Panoramic 22L are probably your better choices. They get a good control, but it is a fall treatment. If you use that treatment this time of year, you have a reduced treatment.
All right. Are there any weeds that you're worried about here in the 2017 growing season?
The one that really worries me the most is yellow toad flax. It's one that we see spreading across the state, and there's not a real good control for it. The control measures we have for it are, again, high rates of Toradon for multiple years, or the Perspective, and if you use the Perspective, you can't hay or graze that pasture for a year. So that's one that really worries me. Another one that's been coming on quite a bit in the state is Epsom's wormwood. It's starting to spread. It had generally been an eastern weed, and it's now spread all the way out to the Black Hills. And that's one we're looking at possibly moving to the state noxious list.
All right. All major consideration, you know, for weeds all across the Dakotas. I know we got the same issue in North Dakota as the weeds you mentioned here in South Dakota. Visiting with Ron Mooring, who is the state weed and pest supervisor. Ron, the weed that gets all the headlines, though, Palmer amaranth in the last couple of years. Why is it not on your noxious weed list?
Well, part of the reason is our statutes require that a state-listed noxious weed be a non-native perennial. And Palmer amaranth came from the southwest part of the United States, and it's an annual weed. It can be listed as a locally noxious weed, but unless we change the statutes, it cannot be listed as a statewide noxious weed.
Because it's already on the federal list, or it is native, huh? So it's not one of the, like, the historically, it's not on the, capable of being on the noxious weed list.
That's correct. It is not on the federal list. It is a weed that's a big problem, but our rules say it has to be non-native and perennial, and it's neither one of those. It's a native to the southwest U.S., and it's an annual weed, so we can't list it on the state list.
But it's a headline grabber for sure. So if people think they have Palmer, are you still encouraging them to contact you?
Yes, contact either the Department of Ag or SDSU. Get it verified, and then when you do find it, make sure you get it out. It produces way too many seeds and is resistant to too many chemistries to let it go.
All right, heads up on Palmer from Ron Mooring, South Dakota State Weed and Pest Supervisor. Thanks a lot, Ron. Great to see you again.
You bet. Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome.